I think there is a huge potential for AI to help people enforcing certain rights, learning about their rights, and bringing them closer to the city society.
Hello and welcome to Exploring Digital Spheres. My name is Wouter Bernhard. Our digital conversations continue with Christian Jeffel. I think what is interesting about that is that Christian doesn't really have an IT background, but that he has streamed into the Humboldt Institute from a background in law. He's very much interested in artificial intelligence, especially the impact AI has on our governments. Moreover, he is advising administrations on how to use artificial intelligence to their benefits. That this is a rather challenging task is something we're going to bump into on several occasions today. First things first, we're in a little cafe on the Gendarmenmarkt in Berlin, and I'll let Christian do the honors of introducing himself.
Hi, my name is Christian Jeffel. I'm an associated researcher at HIC, and I'm specialized in the digitization of public administration. And I look especially into artificial intelligence in that context. My interest is to see how AI changes society and how it could change society, so the potential also for changing society.
But can you remember the first time that you heard about artificial intelligence?
Yes, it was in the context of the cyber war debate in 2009-2010, when I really linked AI to my research. By that time, I was very much interested in international law, and there was a growing debate about cyber war, about war with digital means. And one of the ideas was attacks on critical infrastructure and whether this would amount to a use of force, which is an important concept in international law. And in that context, I came across AI, so automated attacks that could have a scale that would allow attacks on critical infrastructure. And from that time on, I kept looking into topics of AI and automation, because I saw that those trends really gave a whole new dimension to topics of IT, law, and the impacts of information technology on society.
One of the things that I've maybe first things first, in the last episode I spoke with Björn Scheuermann about algorithms, and we touched upon artificial intelligence a little bit. His idea was that artificial intelligence is nothing other but incredibly difficult and complex statistics. What is your take on artificial intelligence?
I think Björn Scheuermann is right in that current systems and the systems that make the progress visible, they are really about statistics and mathematical models. But for me, I would go with Klaus Mainzer from the Technical University of Munich, who defined AI as systems that can solve complex problems independently and also efficiently.
What is interesting is, of course, your field of research. It's a lot to do with the societal aspect. You say you're talking a lot with people who work in public administration, and this idea of transparency becomes incredibly important, especially when things go wrong. People implement something to benefit their administration, and then all of a sudden they realize, oh no, something doesn't work entirely the way that we do. Could you maybe talk a little bit about what kind of problems you can bump into?
Yes, there can be a lot of problems. One example are adverse attacks on image recognition in cars. So traffic signs are recognized by cars through image recognition, but if there is a little sticker or something in the traffic sign, this could be enough to actually game the system, so it wouldn't recognize the traffic sign. This is of course not an insolvable problem, but when the problem occurs, of course you have to deal with it, and you have to deal with it before the technology is applied on a large scale. So my general answer to your very interesting question would be that It's necessary if we decide that an AI system is useful in a certain context, there needs to be a lot of experimenting. And this is, of course, very interesting for scholars like myself to be part of those experiments, to observe, to look what works, what doesn't work, how people react, what their learnings, but also what their expectations are. I think the highest possibility to have a good design of AI is when you really experiment, also brings stakeholders in to take a lot of decisions concerning those systems.
Maybe I could ask you in terms of being on the receiving end of living in a city like Berlin, some public administration officials, leaders in the government, they are willing to optimize things, they're willing to implement algorithms, install apps, trying to make life easier or simpler for its citizens. As a citizen, I also might think, isn't this just all a lot of poo-ha, a lot of difficult words and difficult systems for problems that actually can be solved quite easily when we just work together a little bit? Are we not making things too complicated?
That's a concern I definitely see, especially when there is a big hype around the technology and people are just running around looking for instances in order to apply the technology. And then exactly that happens, what you describe, because people are just looking for use cases in order to apply the technology. And I think this is not the right approach. But I would turn it the other way around and say, I mean, Berlin is a wonderful city and there is so much to do. But I see a lot of instances where we actually need more resources and we need more more attention on certain problems. And there might be also some problems where automation can really really help to solve real world problems. So I would rather look for your problems, the things that that you are maybe used from the cities you came from, and try to use technology, but also the social implementation of technologies to give you the best possible experience. And to give just one small example, Berlin had for some times a lot of problems to find people actually to work in the tax administration. So they had not enough people, they still, from what I hear, do not have enough people working in tax administration. So there is a lot of open jobs they cannot fill. And this is why they worked a lot with automation in order to be responsive to citizens and not to let them wait for a very long time. And I think there is a lot of a lot of areas where we could go in this direction. And my idea would also be to especially look into fields concerning people that need help, that need attention, and that are, if I can say this, a little bit weaker in order to enforce their rights. I think there is a huge potential for AI to help people enforcing certain rights, learning about their rights, and actually bringing them closer to the city society.
You give sort of workshops for people who work in public administration to learn the effects and how you deal with artificial intelligence. How does that work? How do you do a workshop for people who work in that field?
I think there is increasing demand for knowledge in that field, and I do workshops for people on the executive level in public administration and try to train them on different aspects of AI. And this starts with technical basics, as far as I can tell them what is important, but also use cases in public administration. And the most important part in these workshops is actually to enhance their creativity when it comes to the employment of artificial intelligence. So it's also a kind of socio-technical creativity training. and for them also to reflect on what good AI could mean or the good use of artificial intelligence could mean, because those executives have a lot of experiences in their field, also with specific applications. And what I try to do is to give them a framework to think about it, also to exchange experiences, so that we come up with some collective knowledge and reflection about good AI.
Could you give me a use case example, somebody working in the public administration that comes across AI or could be use AI to for the benefit of our society?
Yes, I think one use case that really relates to many people, at least in Germany, is the tax administration. Because in order to get tax refunds, you have to submit a declaration, and the tax administration uses now AI systems, increasingly uses AI systems, in order to deal with those applications and see which applications should be looked into in more detail and which applications can be accepted. So if this is designed well, it's much easier for citizens, and it's also, it could free up personal resources in order to have more of a service-based approach in tax administration, which we see in the federal state of Bremen, that they actually try to help people with their tax applications because they have more more resources through automating part of the risk assessment. So this is maybe one little but impactful use case.
You speak a lot about the positive effects about implementing AI, for example, in the tax system to do jobs that we don't have enough people for. Like in general, I think automation, artificial intelligence, it's there to make our lives easier, like to make our lives better. Now, on the other hand, there's of course also the problem of automation putting people out of business, right? If you are being replaced by a machine that can do your job, you said earlier this person might have help, has more time for a surface aspect, especially in the techs. If you don't have to do all kind of complex calculations, you can now surface people by actually helping them, talking to them, all that kind of stuff. How do you see that debate around people not being able to provide the service but simply losing their jobs because of automation?
Yes, I think again, I think this is a key social consequence that we have to look into, and I think it was very good of many governments, but also the German government, to put emphasis on this aspect in their AI strategy. And there will be an observatory, an AI observatory, that focuses also on these issues. And here, I think we have to. My point is that again, it's also a point of social, socio-technical creativity and imagination, especially in the field of public administration, where the cost pressure is different from the economy, because in the economy, of course, those increases in effectiveness and efficiency are always used to be more competitive and to lower prices, for example, or to invest more in order to be more competitive. But public administration is not meant to be competitive in the same sense. So my idea and my hope, and also the thing I'm really fighting for in a way, is to make people aware that these, if automation works, which is not easy in every instance, but if it works and if it leads to more resources, it's we should deal with this as a new allocation decision on how to allocate resources. So we really decide on how to spend this money or the the work we gained through automation. It's not going away automatically. So it should be democratically decided. It should be also decided with a view on what we want to do politically in our societies. And I think if you approach it from that angle and not only from an economic angle to automatically reduce costs, at least in public administration, I think there is a real case for looking into what we want to deal with next in society. But nevertheless, on a societal level, I would think that we have opportunities really to reallocate resources and to do good with the resources we saved. And I think, but it's important to know that there is the space for these decisions, and not to, in a way, take the money away automatically.
Maybe as a final question, we can talk a bit. I spoke shortly about something that you do. You go and you give workshops to people already work in public administration, but at the same time, you also do your own research. You work, you write. Could you maybe talk briefly what you're working on at the moment?
So at the moment, I really think about how we can frame artificial intelligence in the bigger picture, because I realize that there is a lot about the ethics of AI, and my idea would also be to really involve people, because every technology has its own frame. With biomedicine, for example, there was a lot of talk about ethics with other technologies like the 5G standards. It's more about politics, and I think about what the right frame for AI is. And I just came up with one idea for the sake of discussion to anchor artificial intelligence in the concept of sustainable development. Sustainable development, an all-encompassing idea, a concept that expresses tension, that expresses development, but also sustainability, that is rooted in a worldwide political process involving all kind of actors, also stakeholders, civil society, in order to have a frame, for example, to say that AI should not be discriminatory, it should be transparent, and all the things we describe, but we have it as a frame that involves everybody and also gives voice to different stakeholders in order to have this sustainable AI development. So whereas I was working before on very specific applications and looking really into the nitty-gritty details and the law concerning really specific things, I now try to zoom out and to think about a frame in which we paint our ideas of AI in society.
That was Christian Jeffel. As always, more on his research and other interesting projects at hiig.de. Then, in the next installment of the podcast, Hig researcher Thomas Bechle interviews Andreas Rekwitz. Among other things, they'll touch on digital profiling, the Me Too movement, and other social collectives. For now, this was Exploring Digital Spheres. Catch you on the flip side.